Chapter 21.
Following Luke Skywalker and his Padirian guide without being seen was going to prove difficult, especially in the bright orange hazard suit Vistara was wearing to protect herself from the epidemic. If her quarry remained on foot, the huge columns and shadowy arcades of Kurokus's blocky mud-brick architecture would provide her with plenty of cover. But if they emerged from the spaceport in a speeder, she would need a speeder to follow. And in the deserted streets of Kurokus, that would quickly get her spotted. Still, whether they emerged on foot or in a vehicle, Vistara had to keep them under surveillance. She had already used a public S-thread booth in the spaceport to send a dispatch to the Lost Tribe Relay Center on Boonta. Within the hour, the Circle of Lords on Kesh would know that the Skywalkers were hunting for Abeloth on Padir, and that Vistara suspected they had already sent for Jedi reinforcements. It was difficult to guess how the Circle would respond, but respond they would. And it was her duty to be ready with as much intelligence on their enemies as she could gather. Vistara studied the line of land speeders resting on their struts along the side of the street, then selected one with the most common models and colors, a turquoise-blue Ubrikian air cushion, and stepped over to the driver's door. She used the Force to pop the locks from the inside, then lifted the door and slid into the driver's seat. The alarm system was flashing red and pinging softly, warning her that it needed to read a thumbprint. Vistara ducked down and looked behind the scanning pad. It was difficult to see clearly through the hazard suit's transparent faceplate, but after a moment, she located the signal carriers and used the Force to jerk the two wires free of their contact points. The alarm began to wail immediately. Vistara touched the ends of the wires together, silencing the siren in less than a second, then cried out in surprise as the vehicle's passenger side door lifted open.
"Galactic Alliance Disease Control,"
she said, preparing to force hurl the intruder into the adjacent building.
"I need transport to..."
"Don't," said Ben Skywalker's filtered, muted voice. "Just don't."
Vistara looked up to find Ben, also wearing a hazard suit, standing outside the speeder. His lightsaber remained on his belt, but he was holding a blaster pistol and pointing it at her.
"Ben!"
As she spoke, Vistara was wondering how long he had been watching her, and whether he had seen her enter the PANCOM S-thread booth in the spaceport.
"I'm glad you're here."
"Right," he said. "That's why you invited me."
Vistara cocked her head.
"Would you have come any other way?"
"Of course not," Ben said. "We're supposed to be waiting aboard the Emiax. You're supposed to be taking a nice long Sanus steam."